Orova News on Wednesday, May 12, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Sandrine. The weather forecast. Mostly sunny with scattered clouds, temperature ranges between 27 degrees at night and 36 degrees during the day, south-southeasterly winds at 22 kilometers per hour, humidity around 75%. Here's an excerpt of an interview with Anne from Outreach Media about her work.
My name is Anne. I live in Auroville since 26 years and I'm working in Outreach Media, where I manage the people, open the door to the people coming for doing documentary. I think Outreach Media start more of 10 years ago, because we realized so many people from the press, from the media, from all over the world, want to come and to do something. We need a relation, I would say public relation with them. And the Outreach Media start with Maulna, myself, and I think so Cecilia, and we grow. Organically, we grow. And it's true, more and more people are coming, doing documentary, making photography, reportage, and also writing article. In fact, each people want to make a movie or documentary in Auroville has to go on the website, in the site of Outreach Media, and they have all the guidelines, all the procedures they have to do. First, they have to send us the synopsis. After we send some papers, they have to make application in the Indian ambassador of their country. They have to send us. We do a file. We give this file to the foundation and this and that. Now it's a really legal story now. The most difficult problem is the people come to Auroville. They want to do a documentary on Auroville, but they don't know what is Auroville. Donc, that is our duty, and especially my duty, to accompany them and to explain, to speak, to try to give one something about the Auroville story. And by chance, the people, they are going to meet UNIT and to make interview with the people. And these people are the ambassador of Auroville, and through their work, they are given the spirit of Auroville. The way they are working somewhere is the spirit of Auroville.
Music and dance classes. The Auroham Savani team and the Mira Women's Group are organizing music and dance classes. All community members are invited to classical music class, vocal class, keyboard or flute class, Mirtangam class, folk dance, Bharatnatyam class and Veena class. The classes are being held at IKEAM School and Safju Building in the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. If you are interested, contact Usha from the Mira Women's Group. The working committee is planning a public and residential asset survey, which will be conducted over the next months. All residents are requested to give their support to complete this survey. It has been 10 years since the survey was properly conducted, and this asset database will help to update and modernize many areas of the community management, such as organizing, usage, taxes, maintenance of buildings, and the growth of communities. The mother. Indeed, all life is love if we know how to live it. The news is a reflection on the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact auroviradio.org.